Hello, everyone. We are back with Luca Maino. How's everybody doing? This is Learn to Unlearn. And Learn to Unlearn big time, indeed. And I said to myself, I'd like to let the song play a little bit, so let's finish it till the end. You're fired. No, you're fired. You screwed it up. Oh, start it over again. For the 50th time, sir? Yep, start it over again. Just kidding. we are back with Steve, our world-class producer, super producer. Steve, how you doing?
I'm just producing. I'm here.
Okay, that was a kind of a crazy intro, and we're getting more relaxed by the day. And we got to say hello to everybody in the chat. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm saying Steve all the time.
No,
Steve was a really good friend of mine. It should be Steven.
Oh, okay. It? Okay. Check 64. Yep. I thought I hit it, but it must not have. Yep. I hit it, but it must not have connected. Oh, I connected to the wrong one. Sorry, Annie.
Okay.
I hit the wrong encoder. 64 is working now.
So you want me to start the song over again?
No, it's fine.
Okay. So we're on air?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's nice.
I hit the wrong encoder.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad to be here. I wanted to say hello to everybody in the chat. I'm glad because I would have said it three times if I would have had to. Hello to everybody in the chat. Hello to Annie. And it's good to be back. It's really good to be back again. And Steve and I always chat before the beginning of the show, and we talk about all kinds of stuff, and there's so much going on. I'm feeling like what everybody else is feeling, kind of like really tired the last few days. Of course, having your neighbor on top of you in the apartment upstairs come in at 3:45 in the morning doesn't help with the dog running around up there greeting them. Okay. Anyway, I'm finding it really more and more difficult to basically function. Okay. And I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. And last time we talked about money, Steve chimed in real quick. You know, this is how we're doing. Yeah. It's not doing really good, you know? So we're all hurting in a certain way, and we're fortunate. We're really, 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 really fortunate that we can talk on the air and that nothing, a psyop or some kind of false flag or, you know, yeah, a cyber attack has happened yet. You know, it could happen any day. It could happen any time. They're probably going to have us sweat it out before they prepare it. But it is imminent. And that's why I just wanted to say I love you to everybody listening. And also that I really appreciate my time on the air with you. And I am for real. You know, I don't want this show to be just ego and me preparing and me throwing it out. No, this is, you know, I want to hear from you people, too, in the chat also while we're doing the show or getting feedback from Steve. And you know, Steve is giving me more feedback every show. So this is, it's really cool. And, you know, I'm going to start out today with an embarrassing story because, okay, I think embarrassment is really, it's almost as good as anger. Like when you lose it for a bit and then you come back, you learn the lesson. Cause if you don't, it'll just happen over again. But in my case, I think, you know, getting angry and doing something really stupid and then talking about it afterwards, cause you learned your lesson. Nobody's going to talk about something embarrassing that happened to me yesterday. Well, I'm going to, and I want to talk about instinct as well, because we have to get into the inner work, okay? I want to talk about inner work a lot more. And today it's going to be about money. It's going to be about all kinds of stuff, but it's more about inner work. And the first story reminds me to, you know, Luca, can you please tell them to just listen to their instinct? Like, just really emphasize that if you can. Okay, so there's Luca. I got my coat on. It's kind of cold out. Putting my iPhone in my coat pocket on top, right? Putting my money in my coat top pocket. Luca, you don't want to do that because once you take your phone out, you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to go flying everywhere. Oh, no, no, it's going to be okay because I'll remember it's there. Put that in there, get everything ready. And it's windy out. Go out for a walk. You go out and oh, I just thought of something right in the middle of two-lane highway traffic. You're on the side of the road, and you think of something, and you take your phone out. What do you think happened, Steve?
I'm sorry, what's that again?
Uh-oh. So I went to grab my phone, and I had $120 because I had just gone to the bank to get money out because I don't leave money in the bank anymore at all. So here I am with, what, six 20s, right?
Okay.
Pulled it up, and my instinct had told me not to put it in my coat pocket, which I did. So as soon as I took the phone out, what happens?
You lost it?
I managed to catch two of them.
Oh.
And the other four, you're talking two-lane traffic. I was lucky, okay? Very lucky. Instantly, a woman driver stops, and she points to the front of the car like, you know, I know, thank you very much. And I kind of sneak over to the other lane to see if somebody was going to fly by. So I had the other lane stop as well. So right now I have two lanes stopped, and I'm in the middle of the road, right? Picking up, okay, try to pick up a piece of paper on asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
I was really quick because I knew I had to lick my fingers really quick, so I did it really fast. And I realized where I was when I looked, and there's everybody for that moment, you know, both lanes stopped and they're looking at me, and I just bowed and said thank you to everybody. and you know, did they laughed, they honked, and they thought it was great. Great, great time for everybody. And then I leave, and then I hear beep, beep, and I turn around. She goes, "You forgot one." And it was right in front of her vehicle. She could have gone out and picked it up herself. Okay. Amazing story. So there I go again in the middle of traffic, picking it up, you know, because they hadn't moved. Neither one of them had moved. So now you're talking a whole line of traffic that I had to stop. So it was okay. Please listen to your instinct next time, Luca. Okay. That was a good one. Okay. So hi, Moon. Yes, I say hi, Moon. I'm talking for people who don't know. We're following a chat, and I'm so proud because now, since I'm getting more relaxed and I'm doing things the proper way and I have more time to prepare, I have a whole screen dedicated to Shake and Wake Radio. Yes, cool indeed. And every time there's one of those memes that go by, and every time I see it, I kid you not, okay? You're going to find out I don't lie and I don't exaggerate, okay? But every time I look at that meme recently, what do I do? I close my eyes and I turn away. This is how important this meme is to me. And this is kind of what I wanted to start the show with, because we need to start the show with an order of importance, and that would be God, would it not? Yes, okay? I'm thankful to God for my breath, for my life, for everything, okay? And this is a really powerful meme, okay, folks? I've always heard people ask why, you know, ask why God would allow so much suffering in the world. Well, maybe this year we should ask why we do. That's how I want to start the show. I've heard people ask why God would allow so much suffering in this world. Okay, well, this year, we should ask why we do. Why do we allow so much suffering in this world? Okay. Well, what's going on now? Steve, I don't know if you're following that with what happened with Israel. Israel bombed the South African embassy in Gaza. Did you hear that?
Oh, of course they did.
Yeah, you know why? Because South
because
Africa
they're Israel.
Won a case against Israel, right?
Sorry, what's that?
Because the court agreed with South Africa against
yeah.
Israel.
Yes.
So Israel bombs the embassy in Gaza. Okay? You know what that tells me? Doesn't matter. Escalate. Escalate. Doesn't matter. That's what I'm hearing. Escalate. They want the war. They don't care. They don't. There's no question of morals anymore, obviously. Okay? They don't care. See? And we're sitting here. Most people are just swearing because they have to go to the store to get something that they want to make for dinner tonight. You know, and we have pictures coming out of there, you know, okay? We know what they are. Everybody knows what they are. I want to fly a little bit everywhere today, as most people know when they follow my show. And it's going to kind of based around that and about money and about religion versus spirituality is also something I want to talk about. But I don't want to announce what I'm going to be talking about because we might not even have time to talk about all of it. But the wastes of money is important. And I'm going to start there because Steve and I were talking about that image that I showed him. And I'm going to show him again because it's one of those things, okay? This show is really important to me, okay? The people that are on the show are really important to me, okay? I want to do a show like this like it's the last one I'm ever going to do in my life, okay? So what I'm going to do is treat subjects that are the most important to me, okay? We are talking about the 2012 Olympic Games ceremony, the opening ceremony, okay? Just wrap your head around that. 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony. Steve, how many feet tall would you say that person is, that thing, that puppet? It looks like about 60 feet, 50, 60 feet?
Oh, at least that much, yeah.
Okay, I really want to say this. Okay, they have a black figure of death.
No, probably, all right, probably 100.
Well, if you look at the size of the person standing there, you can
that's what I'm saying.
6 feet?
They're probably 100.
Wow, 70 to 100 feet, let's say, okay? And this figure of death is sitting in the middle of a room pretty much, and there's hospital beds lined up in a circle around it with kids in the hospital beds. And they made sure that every single hospital bed is really bright white on the stage. Must have a light for each one or something, right? Or a pin spot. Oh, they do. Look at that. You can even see up on top. And they got the staff and the nurses in front of the hospital beds. The black figure is holding a needle. And this is the opening games ceremony, 2012, people. I'm going to sound like Roger pretty soon. People. Okay. And there's even a bed that they have on wires that's probably rising or lowering. And, okay. Google's going to say right underneath in a caption, it's going to say, no, they did not predict the COVID pandemic. I wasn't thinking that. Why would they even? Okay. Just the fact that they said that. That means that, you know, that's what it is, Luca. You're right. There you go. Satanic display. Exactly. Okay. This is where we're living. They know we don't care. They know we're not going to do anything about it. So they get off on doing the displays as big as they can. Because you know what? Those displays are really expensive too. So where does the money go? Oh, I'd like to see a bill for that one. I would like to see a bill. You know, when you see about the waste of money that's going around in the world and you're going, oh, okay, yeah, waste of money here, waste of how many private jets flew to Saudi Arabia last time? And I hear Taylor Swift has a private jet also, like she did 200 flights last year. Is that right? Something like that. Her private jet emits, as much gas as your car would emit or fuel in its lifetime, something like that. Anyway, okay. You know what I mean? My shows are not based on the truth. My shows are based on my opinion, what resonates with me. And it's like you and I are walking on the beach and I pick up a rock and I go, oh, look at this. I found this. What do you think? That's what my shows are going to be. You know, just like that satanic figure that I'm talking about, the look of death. Okay. I really need to share stuff like that because this, they're laughing at us, basically. And shortly after 9/11, you see why they wanted to go into 9/11. The guy says they're going to destroy seven countries in 5 years.
Hey, that was actually 100 meters tall.
What's that? I figured it out while I was talking.
I Googled it, yeah.
Cool.
Over.
You figured that out.
About 315 okay. feet tall, yeah.
Wow. Okay, can I give you another example? And Steve and I would remember the Latin expression, if I pronounce it right, panem et circenses, bread and circus. Give them bread and circus and they will never revolt. You want to hear another one? How about something I've never even heard of before? It's because it's new. But, wow, talking about a waste of money. I can't get over it. It's a huge dome that they've built. Okay. Reads four. I just want to line myself up to it. And, of course, it's not there. Don't you love it? Don't you love how spirit works? Okay, it's a huge dome that they have in Las Vegas. Steve, have you heard about that? A gigantic dome that they've built?
Yes, I have. Yes.
And it's like, how big can you get? The thing is...
Well, they got a pyramid over there, too.
I'm sorry?
They have a pyramid in Vegas, too.
Because we're giving Israel over $1 million... a day, and that was many years ago. So I'm trying to figure out first it was IMAX with a 72-foot screen that flipped everybody out. Now they have this gigantic dome with hundreds of thousands of LEDs in them. It's complete sense around. What is it? 170,000 speakers, I do believe. Some crazy amount of stuff, and it's a wraparound basically. So it's like IMAX on steroids, if you can imagine that. And they just blow you away. And I'm going, oh yeah, there you go, right? Making a lot of money, right? Spending it, and you're spending it and you're just freaking people out and they're not going to say anything, right? And you just keep doing that and keep doing that and keep doing that all the time. That's how they're getting away with it. I noticed that. So combine that with the Olympic ceremony that we just saw and all these little things that they're doing. Colossal amounts of money and nobody's saying anything. I don't hear anybody freaking out or protesting or you know. And the good people are becoming better people by the day, and the bad people are becoming really bad by the day. I noticed that. And I'd like to, Steve, I'd like to have your input on this too. I'm really happy we're talking more and more together on my shows because I don't just want you to be my producer, but you know, you're my better half also. Like, you've corrected me a lot. You've showed me a lot of stuff. You've helped me out.
Whoa, wait a second. What's that better half stuff? You better cut that out.
Oh, cute. No. As far as information, yes, you guys know a lot more. Even the people in the chat were teaching me stuff live on you know, on my show a couple of times. Like, you know, Luca, did you know? And no, I didn't. Oh, okay. You know? Oh yeah. You guys have been teaching me from the very beginning. But I noticed that the more money you have,
the less you give.
The less you give, the less you give a beep. Okay, the more you can sell your mom. You know, the more you just don't care. You get to, or you care less. Okay, if I can say, the more you, it's like exponential to me. It's like proportional, whatever the word is. The more money you have, the more apt you are to look down on other people. Okay, all those nasty stuff. Okay, well, I got one to share with you today, and I have permission. There's something we're going to talk about too, because Steve is going to be a part of the show. Steve loves to talk about this. I remember last time we talked about that. Just saying, yeah. What does protesting do? Absolutely nothing. What does calling your representative do? Right, nothing. The only way to change everything is what? It's going to have to be violence, right? Because, you know, it's not going to be violence at that point. It's going to be survival is what it's going to be. That's what we're going to look at it. You know, by the time it gets to be that way, this is what they're doing. There are already riots in Chicago that the media is not talking about. There are all kinds of stuff going on. There are people getting off After beating up police officers, they get off in court. Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on. They're doing it on purpose. The border's been open for how long now? Now they're talking about the border, right? Because the damage has already been done. Temporize and temporize and temporize. And then go, oh, you know, Mayorkas. Can you imagine Mayorkas would have been grilled from the very beginning? It wouldn't even have lasted a month if it was serious. No, this is all planned. This is all you guys in America are going to keep the border open. You're going to chastise a guy on riding on a horse trying to whip the situation into control, not whipping the black guy, if you remember that one. They're going to go after the honest and police officers with integrity trying to protect the border. They're going to scold them. They're doing everything backwards. And when the illegal immigrant comes here, not only is he going to have a card with $1,500 on it, not only is he going to have a food stamp card, he's going to be put up in a hotel. See, this is done on purpose. They give the illegal immigrants not only access, but they give them more and they treat them better than they do us. That's what's going on. See, and they're doing that on purpose. They're really trying to get us angry enough to do something, and then they go, oh, martial law. So if people don't understand, if people don't learn soon, they're not going to be able to be educated enough, I don't think, to react. The only reason why we're reacting like that is because we know what's going on, and most people don't. I'm sorry. There's still people on Facebook calling me names because of the 6 million, Luca. You know, Hitler killed 6 million, period. Okay. Would you like me to do that equation out for you now or later? I actually have the equation done on that, believe it or not. I'm having fun, okay? But I'd like to fly around a little bit too, because this is about money, right? This segment is about how money can corrupt you, okay? So bear with me before the break and sit down and grab a log, right? And sit down with me by the fire. What does AI do? This is what I asked myself. And I was closing my eyes and I was imagining telling you this story. So this is me talking to you, literally reading my own script. Okay, so this guy's, he's got an $80,000 truck. He's got a $60,000 truck. He lives in a shack that's falling apart. Already that would have you raise your eyebrows. Because the shack is literally falling apart. The floor is falling apart. Okay. Really interesting. He would really be a good subject for, you know, psychological analysis for a good class. Let's say second year psychiatry, right? Something like that. Okay. He decides one day he's going to trade both trucks in for an AI truck that drives itself. And amazing stuff. Okay. Anyway. It learns. What does an AI truck do? It learns from the driver. It talks to the driver. It gets to know the driver. If it's a guy driving, it's a beautiful girl or beautiful woman that appears on the dash, on the LCD, right? On the LCD display, and talks to him. Who is he? Who is this guy? Well, he's your typical Rothschild agent, okay? The police are scared of him because he has so much money, okay? He's the type of guy who puts 25,000 rounds of ammunition into a cart that he wheeled out of the store without paying for it. I don't have to pay. You know who I am. And when he was in front of the judge for that, he says, you know who I am. I don't have to pay for anything like that. You know who I am, don't you? He got 6 months community service, a little fine, and then it was brushed off and never on his record again. Just kind of brushed off, gone. So now he's got this AI truck, okay? The AI gets to know him on every trip. And if I was allowed to swear on the show, it'd be really funny because the truck is asking, how are you doing today? You know, so what's on your mind today? You know, things like that. And he would just like to beep, you know, this freaking beep guy down the beeping street, you know, and you know, okay. And he's just going on like that for weeks, maybe 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks, let's say. One day he gets in his vehicle, starts it up, and he says he calls the truck the B word. He says, "Okay, B, you're going to drive me to Walmart." And he starts going to Walmart, and then all of a sudden the truck veers around and goes somewhere else. "Where are you taking me?" "You'll see. I'm taking you someplace safe." Takes him someplace safe, turns around the corner, and it's a mental health center. You're going to sign yourself in, sir. You need to go to the mental health services because you're not acting properly, and that's it." Okay, truck stops and shuts off. Okay, so he tries to start it up again. You know what the hell? You know, slamming his fist on the dash and then on the steering wheel, and it won't start. It will not. So there he is. Trading it back in for his other trucks, which he has now. Okay. Long story short, what he did with the AI truck, I forgot to say that, but actually it's better to say it now at the end of the story. What does he do? He went to a homeless shelter for food. He dresses the part. That's how much money he has. I don't understand it. He dresses the part with his girlfriend. He makes her do it, or she does it on her own, or they both get off on doing it, whatever. They dress the part, they drive the vehicle, they park it down like a couple of streets down, and go, as they're homeless, they go for, you know, and they eat with the homeless for food. People start to realize who these people are. They also got kicked out of the food pantry two roads down because they figured out who he is, and everybody knows each other in smaller areas, right? Come on. Okay. So the reason why I wanted to tell the story is because I'm looking at this and I'm going, the AI truck. I'm going, is this an attempt to correct bad behavior or to help, whatever? Or is it an attempt to control? You know? And then I thought, oh, watch this. What's going to happen? Now the vehicles that we're going to have are going to be built with AI only, and AI is going to decide, just like, you know, the card. "I'm sorry, sir, your card's been declined today because of your political views or your Facebook posts." Wow. So with everything around us, I'm sitting here story after story after story, and I'm going, wow, this is amazing. You know, the control that they're trying to get over us. And since I'm doing inner work, after the break, I want to talk a little bit about that, if I can remember to, because inner work really helps to understand what's going on. And then we're going to talk about Israel, and I have not one but two clips for you, because it's going to be in the healing segment. So, Steve, I think what I will do is I will do a break very soon.
Yeah, you're coming up on 30 minutes here.
Yeah, and I didn't forget the timer this time. And when we come back from the break, we're also going to talk about how don't try and be everything to everybody. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back on the other side. And I'm going to drop the volume so it won't be too loud. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back. And indeed we are. and I'm so proud to be here. I love doing these shows, and I missed you guys, you know, when the show's over and you wait a week, you know, and I'm really looking forward to being the first one to get on the chat at 1 o'clock. Oh, they're already there. You know, there's Melissa and Boston Mark already. They beat me to it this week. I should have signed in when I told myself to the first time. Yes, Sarah, before we go into Israel, I want to talk to people first about spirit. What I'm trying to do.
Hey, Luca. Yes. What does being first in chat and a buck and a quarter get you?
It just makes me happy.
A cup of coffee?
Well, ooh, okay.
It's not a buck and a quarter anymore. It's a $2.99.
No, it's like $4 or something. Starbucks, I don't.
That was always a joke when I was a truck driver on the fuel bonus I would get first a lot of the times. And two or three of the other drivers that would finish behind me, they say, well, what do you get being first and a buck and a quarter? A cup of coffee. Yeah, that's all you get.
a good cup of coffee, though. And I'll make you the best one when we meet, when we finally do meet. I'll make you the best cup of coffee you ever had.
Sounds good.
We're talking about so many things, and we're trying to be so many things to so many people. Maybe we shouldn't. I want to tell you a story in Native American language, and maybe you'll understand it. By the end of it, I think you'll get where I'm going with this. One Indian talking to the other. Maybe you're not a language keeper, but you know the songs. Maybe you're not a basket weaver, but you know the roots. Maybe you don't know the medicines, but you know you keep the children. So you can teach them, you know. Maybe you're not a dancer, but you make the regalia. Maybe you don't keep a lodge, but you keep the fire. You don't need to be all things to the indigenous people. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to try and be everything with the indigenous people to be worthy or to be valued and to belong. We had societies and our roles were very specific to our own gifts that we had, our individual gifts. It says, quit exhausting your spirit, trying to be gifted at everything. It doesn't make you more traditional. Slow down and honor your strengths. Tell me that doesn't resonate with somebody in the audience here. Slow down and honor your strengths. It resonates with me, let me tell you, big time, because the less you do, it's like being a drummer in the band, right? The less you play, the less complicated you play and the more pulse you play with the KISS formula, keep it simple and steady, man, the band flourishes around you. You start doing complicated roles and 1982 jazz fusion roles and Satisfaction by the Stones. No, I don't think so, Luca, so I learned how to really slow down and I'm really appreciating myself a lot more for it. It's hard to explain, but it's like you get more of a pat on the back for yourself and from other people too, because you're not trying to, you're not looking like an idiot trying to grab this and grab that, and grab this. Oh, I can do this too. Oh, I know about that too. And you're doing everything half-assed instead of choosing a very specific agenda for you, very specific rabbit holes that you're going to be very good at. So it's really important. It's kind of like Mark 8, 34 to 38. Mark 8, he says, what does it profit a man, right, to gain the whole world, but you're going to lose your soul. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing, but it's the same concept. You start spreading yourself thin and, you're not going to be worth anything to anybody. So it's kind of a bad example when you think of it. But anyway, I said it. I think people that know me understand what I mean by that. And I love comparing to scriptures a lot and to Native American philosophy because they walk hand in hand. They're parallel. It's the same thing. And that's why Annie and I get along so well, Talk about being a good Christian, talk about being you know, like you're acting what you believe. You're not just saying it and just doing whatever you want. You know? The apple tree is important to me too, because that falls right into that money segment before we move on. Because there was a beautiful apple tree, and I think I've shared this story before. Going home with my $21,000 camera on my my passenger seat with the $11,000 TV lens on it, and I had the seatbelt strapped in it. And you see this incredibly beautiful tree in bloom. 100, I don't know if it was 100%, but it was bloom. Plus it was windy, so there were petals that were already flying. Can you imagine? Like, and it had just rained, right? So you have a dark, dark trunk with just blooming and perfectly balanced trees. So you have the blooming to the left and to the right, front and back, right? And it's sitting perfectly between two houses. So there's Luca slamming on the brakes, holding onto the camera, right? When I hit the brakes, you know, the first thing I do, oh, hold on to the camera. Just like I would hold on to my woman next to me when I was driving. As soon as you hit the brakes, that, oh, your hand goes in front of her as a reflex. And I get out and I go over to the tree, and the owner sees me. So he comes out. Oh, what do you want? You know, I see what you're doing. And he looks at me, and it was like I wasn't his type and he wasn't my type, so we kind of didn't hit it off very good. And he says, I'll be inside if you need me. And he turned around and went the other way and walked back where he was and kept doing his thing. And I shot some of the most incredible pictures I have ever shot in my entire life with the gear that I just described to you. You're talking the camera lying on the tree facing up inside the bloom, like in wide angle. Okay, just I was in heaven. Slow motion angles turning like that, and you know, okay, petals flying in the wind, the works. I was like in the middle of it, like in Avatar or in any movie where you see petals or you know, you're in the middle of flowers around. Just amazing. It was a, if you can say, a spiritual experience. Okay, I come out of that. As soon as I shut my camera off, he's right there next to me, and he looks at me and he says, yeah. He says, we would have cut that effing thing down a couple of years ago if it wasn't for the flowers, the nice flowers that it has. Turns around, spits on the ground, and walks away. That was the end of that story. I almost dropped my camera. I did. I felt my camera sliding in my hand. I had to re-catch it again. I couldn't believe it. I sat there, watched him walk away. And I turned around, I looked at the tree, and I said, you didn't hear that. And that was that. That's how people think. Luca, there's your teaching. That's how people think. They don't care like you do. Why ask them to? Right? People are dulled. They're dumbed down, is what we like to say. And the more we wake up, the more we try and be everything for everybody, because we see this missing, we see that missing, we try to do this, we try to be a babysitter for this, but we, you know, we're trying to do everything and we can't. So basically my lesson to myself that I'm sharing with you would be, focus on you first, or the sacred first, or your family first before you do anything. Yes, your door is open. I like how Lara Alborno said, I still remember her name from 2 weeks ago when she was talking from Israel, and she was saying, we keep our doors open at night. We don't lock our doors just in case we hear the sirens. We can be there for one another, you know? so they're really, think of the Palestinians for a minute. Think of any country that was genocided. Think of people that are suffering in war right now. War is not about the people. War is about power. It's for the elites. It's got nothing to do with us. We're expendable, right? Wow. So they're trying to weaken us and weaken us to the point where I found something very interesting. And it sounds like they tried to cut him off, because there's one piece missing at the very, very end of the clip that you're going to hear on bells. On what? On bells. After World War II, that's what he says in the clip. They took down all these bells from churches. And if you think of bells, if you think of frequencies that I love talking about, healing, frequencies, yeah. Put a person inside a bell, what happens? A frequency, that frequency that he needs, it'll heal him. Frequencies aligned, the chakras align. Certain frequencies, you know that, associated to each frequency, associated to each chakra, I'm sorry. It makes sense to me. I saw like a sea, literally, of bells. And each bell has a punch in it and a crack in the bell. We always see the crack in the bell. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, really? Have a listen to this guy. Not even a 2-minute long clip. And he nails it because he's into frequency, because he's probably a healer, because this is what he does. See, everybody's got something to say, including this guy. And he really nails it, even though I really told you what he's going to say. But it's really interesting to hear it twice and from him now.
Why did they destroy all the bells after World War II? Because if you sit in a bell and someone hits it and it begins to resonate, you can begin to heal like that. Because sound frequency instantaneously heals the body. Similar to chanting. If you om, any sound effect will begin to instantly structure all the body at the same time. That's what used to happen in the cathedrals. They would ring the bells or they would play the pipe organs, and all of the cells in the body would instantaneously become structured, which would instantly heal them. But they had to get rid of the pipe organs, which are made from lead, which is interesting. And they had to get rid of the bells, because both of those can heal people. Now imagine if a bell of the size was ringing in a cathedral. Now imagine the frequency that would come out of the cathedral into the town. You could heal the entire town instantaneously just by ringing the bell in the cathedral. That's why they had to get rid of them. They had to break all those bells. All the bells you ever look up, just type in like bell in whatever country or city you're in, and notice how all the bells have a crack in them and they're broken. I wonder why that is. And people would say, oh, it's a conspiracy and that's just made up. No, no, there's intention. There's intention to get rid of these things so that we're dependent on a sick care system.
That's where it gets cut off. So we can be dependent on a sick care system. They're trying everything, because frequencies, they are. So the music itself was supposed to be 432, which is a healing frequency. They made it 444. They made it 440, A440. That's because that's chalk on a blackboard. That doesn't heal. And I'm sure we've heard of bands that recorded their album in 432, like they were supposed to, you know. So, you know, it's not really chanting, though, Annie. It's not chanting. It's he just did a hum, because, you know, some people do that. The Hawaiian Ho'oponopono, I believe it's called Ho'oponopono. I don't really remember. But, you know, there are healing frequencies is basically what it is. Or you can go to Google or YouTube and hit a certain frequency, or I believe there are 7 healing frequencies, if I'm accurate on that. Anyway, I'll look into that more as we go along, because that's, you know, one thing that healed me, I'll tell you, is meditation, and that's no sound. That's no sound at all. You close your eyes, you face the sun, and you meditate. So, wow. You know, it's supposed to be natural. More natural. And that's another Rockefeller deed. Okay. So I want to say this again, because I really believe in it, that the, you know, speaking the truth to each other, speaking the truth is going to set us free. And yes, that's also exposing everything. And we're going to get into the pharma industry as well. We're going to get into that. See, and, you know, Moon knows probably more about that than I do. See what I mean? Moon had just said in the chat, the pharma industry must have profited. Oh, yeah, they did. See, and there's a reason behind everything. And that guy just said, no, intent. It's intent to destroy our way to heal. What is healing? It's natural. What are they doing to the natural world? They're destroying everything, if you haven't noticed, right? Since Monsanto was created it as a Chemical Company in 1902, I do believe. Check it out. I'm not sure. It's around that time. Right around the time that Rockefeller comes in with his petrochemicals. And then they started to destroy everything. It was education. It was medicine. This is the more we get into compartmentalizing what I'm doing, I'm going, oh, wow, this is great. You know, I haven't even touched Rockefeller yet. How many times have I said I was going to? We haven't even gotten there yet because there's so much stuff that's in the way, because Rockefeller is really the foundation of all of this mess, believe it or not. Even the UN, he funded the UN himself. Come to find out, that was to protect them from us. Good grief. So if the truth is going to set us free, if we sit there and tell the truth all the time, if we're, you know, waking all the time, we're telling the truth, we're waking from the lies, literally, from the culture of the lie, and becoming truth itself. So when you practice this every day to the degree that everything you say acquires the depth of truth, you literally become truth yourself. And your instinct is more powerful than you really want to believe, because the more you listen to your instinct, the more it tells you. And I'm relying more on my instinct than I am on anything right now, because it's proven me right every single turn. So it's really beautiful to say that, you know, everything you actually say becomes truth. So you become truth yourself. It's pretty beautiful to imagine, I think. There's a transformation that we have to make. And I found another good way to say it, because this is the memes on Facebook that are flying around, and I'm just choosing some of my best ones to share with you. We're what looks like a skeleton of a tree in the form of a human face. It's really well done. There are two trees looking at each other, and they're both human faces. One of them on the left, let's say, is a complete skeleton of the same tree with no leaves on it. And the other one is fully in blossom with leaves and looks really healthy. And one looks pretty much dead. That's what we are. We're pretty much deadened by what life is giving us today. If it's not meds, it's the stress. Remember, there are like 22 things that I mentioned that day about things that are hammering us all day long, between peer pressure, between news, between TV, media, Wi-Fi even, right? All bombarded all day long, all night long. And the message is we need to let go, to shed that, and to get back to what was supposed to be originally, what they tried to destroy here, what we're supposed to be living like on this land. Yeah. And it will automatically, what's the word? It'll automatically become true or become real, because that's what you're supposed to do. I keep talking about that first time I went into the sweat lodge and the door closed. And it was like, Luca, welcome home. What took you so long? You know, or when you're in the place you're supposed to be, when you finally get it, slow down and take care of yourself, because nobody else will. Right. And we have a transformation to make. It's got to go back to simplicity. And it's funny how the Native Americans are fighting so much of the same war that the Indian is. The Palestinians and the Indians are fighting the same war. It's by the same entity. You know, Luca, do you have a degree? No. Luca, do you have a PhD or something? No. You have any experience in history? Well, whatever I have, yes. It's like, be underqualified, Luca, but get in the room anyway. Don't worry about it. Be scared, like I always love saying, and do it anyway. This is therapy. I love saying that to you people when I'm on the show with you, because this is therapy. It is. For me, doing shows like this, I'm listening to myself talking positive, spreading love, spreading education. And, you know, this is what I was meant to do, I guess. I forgot my punchline of my apple tree story. Oh, too bad. Let me just go back a minute and I'll show it to Steve here on the screen, about the apple tree. Wait, you know, Okay, so there's a dead tree and people love to cut the tree down, right? It's just dead, Luca. It's a dead tree. How many animals do you think make their houses in dead trees? And I have one picture, a gorgeous picture. I don't know who did that. I don't know the name of the photographer, but there's one rotten apple hanging from a tree. It's like a third of it gone, maybe. And there's a mouse sitting like inside the apple trying to hold on to it with his tail wrapped around the bottom of
looking
it.
Looking at whoever's taking the picture. You know? Huh? He's looking at whoever's taking the picture.
It's amazing. And he's, you know, he's trying to hide. And, you know, it's shelter or it's food or both. See, so when you look at a dead tree next time, you'll think of that. And that was my punchline for the I was just looking at it when I was going through my pictures. But it's about being uncomfortable. And you know what I found out also? Self-study. Self-study is a sacred act. Oh, my computer wanted to say it agreed with me. Self-study is a sacred act. The deeper you go, the clearer you see. Awareness is a divine treasure, they say. So, I'm going to wet my whistle, and I'm going to play that intermission song that I haven't played in a long time, and I'm going to wet my whistle while we do that, and we're going to come back and talk about Israel. When we come back, that was a heavy one to say in one breath. Well, people tell me, Luca, don't stir the pot. You know, don't stir the pot. Give me a break, you know. Well, if people know that that sitcom, you know, the three women, what was that? The Golden Girls, right? You know, the grandma, she's sitting there stirring the pot. That's what she's doing. She's stirring the pot, and that's what I'm doing. I'm stirring the pot. Boys, am I ever stirring it? I'm not listening. I'm stirring the pot is what I'm doing. The following countries have refused to endorse the ongoing Israel, U.S., U.K., German genocide in Gaza and have declared their intention to maintain funding for UNRWA, Ireland, Scotland, Norway, and Spain. And more should follow suit.
See? Didn't you?
Go ahead.
Didn't you tell me before the show that South Africa did too or something, or Africa?
Well, South Africa had gone to court to for genocide because of what Israel's doing. I'm not exactly sure of the reason per se, but the court agreed with them and they won. So then Israel bombs the South African embassy in Gaza, from what I heard. See, and that's what I mean. There's no, it's like full out. They don't care anymore. It's like, no, sorry, you know. We got to get it done. Rothschild really has to get it done for some reason. I wonder why. Because of the gas, the billions of dollars of gas under Gaza, because of property. Oh, yeah, just like Hawaii. It's another Hawaii, but nobody's paying attention. Here's Jacques Fresco saying, armies are created to protect an established system, not people, Luca. In the future, an educated humanity will not stand for war. So how come the American people are standing for war? How come we're just sitting there clapping, for God's sake? It looks like it. We couldn't care less. Well, as long as it doesn't happen to us.
Hey, Luca.
What?
That's the guy that came up with the 15-minute cities and the Zeitgeist movement.
There you go.
The guy you're talking about right there.
Human reform politics, right?
Uh-huh.
See? And he's saying armies were created to protect an established system.
Of course. Right? So were the policing. The policing industry was too.
See, but I've been slapped on the hand so many times, Luca. You know, how can you say the government never cared for us? The government never cared for the people, ever. I'm convinced. They could care less about it. We're there to just to make the money. Like we're there for, you know, like Rockefeller, who had to tax women, the other half, you know, because he didn't make enough money. Well, now we can tax women too. Now we can. Take care of the kids and have them in the prison, in the school system. Now we can control them. It's all about control. It's got nothing to do with the people at all. And that brings me right back to Indian country and the lineups that the Bureau of Indian Affairs had in the 1800s, lineups of Indians to get food. What kind of food? Rancid meat and buggy flour. Okay?
Bugs.
Look at... Go ahead.
Bugs. Sorry. Klaus Schwab, yeah. You shall eat the bugs.
Okay. What we're looking at is 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 people that have access or that did have anything, you know, to do with Israel from the very beginning. Okay. And we have all the flags of the states of where they come from or the countries of where they come from. And this is a different one from the one I showed a couple of weeks ago or maybe even last week. I don't remember. But it shows you Russia, Poland, Romania, you know, and if every single person in that image, in that one image, would just go back to their own respective country, Israel would not exist. See, nobody's saying it properly. Israel was created by the Rothschilds. You know, Israel doesn't even get along in the Middle East where it is. You think it'd get along, right? That was another really good line I heard. You think that Israel would get along with other countries in the Middle East? I mean, that's where they are. Okay. Ex-Israel pilot, ex-Israeli pilot. Our army is a terrorist organization run by war criminals. Had to have him on my show. Yonatan Shapira. I'll even say his name. 26th of September, 2010. Doesn't even have anything to do with now, right? A beautiful mural for Rachel Corey, who was killed by a bulldozer that ran over her when she was trying to protect a Palestinian family. And it says, the wall says, first in Arabic and then in English, it says, Rachel Corey, the Palestinian people won't forget the highly respected friends. You know, and then I had another picture to share with you because it says, keep Hawaiian lands in Hawaiian hands. Same thing, you know, they're protesting in front of Government House, right? What's that going to do? What is that going to do? Never communicate the Talmud with the Gentiles. Never let them know what the Talmud is all about or what we want to do with them, our Goyim. Anybody who's interested should really look at the Secret Covenant of the Illuminati or the Protocol of the Elders of Zion, like we keep talking about almost every show. If you want to think of Palestinian children right now, think of two children that are dressed the same way because they're probably from the same family. They're trying to share the same mud-soaked and completely soaking wet blanket, and they're lying in mud. They're lying in a puddle of mud in a tent. That's what's happening. Israel says our aim is to literally get rid of the entire population in Gaza who are nothing more than human animals. South Africa said Israel's aim is clearly genocide. The U.S. says South Africa's claim is completely without any basis in fact whatsoever. See what I mean? It's like you can tell what they're doing. I was going to share a little music with you, but I'm not even sure if we're going to have the time or not. Oh, I think we might. Hang on a second. Let me see if this is going to work. Because the most important thing for me is pulse. Okay. And I thought of a song, and I'm going to play a little bit of it because it's really important to me. We're talking pulse, so think bass drum, and I'm gonna play this just to finish the show. See, and a song like that, it's played on the floor tom. There's no, maybe here in this part here. You play the snare in the bridge, perhaps, right? And then when it's back to the chorus, it's floor tom and bass drum. Love that song. And that's a really good example because it's Pulse. And that's probably one of the best examples of Pulse I ever used so far. And I'm glad everybody liked the show. I was going to play the whole song, but we don't have time. But we managed to throw everything in. Even if it was sideways, Steve, we forgot about Punxsutawney Phil. I don't believe it. We forgot to talk about Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you what I thought about that.
Okay, well, let's throw this in real quick because with Punxsutawney Phil, now there's on the Weather Channel that everybody watches. You know what they're saying? He's only been right 39% of the time since his inception in the 1800s.
I just wish one time they would lift that groundhog up out of its den or whatever they do, and he would wriggle away from that guy and reach up and grab his nose and bite his nose off. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, think of it, okay? So if they got you thinking that the groundhog doesn't know anything about nature and he needs us and our technology, okay? And then somebody else came up to me and said, you know what? It's worse than that, Luca.
I know, but it's got nothing to do with technology or a groundhog or anything.
No.
It's the spring solstice is March 21st, and 6 weeks from March 21st happens to be February 2nd or 1st or whatever the day is. I don't remember now.
Mm-hmm. It's just a publicity stunt.
It's mathematics. Yeah, it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, and they're making money from it.
Sure, okay? They are.
Worse than that, I got a person that said, yeah, but Luca, you never thought about this side, have you? It's weather geoengineering. So even if the groundhog tried to predict the weather, he wouldn't be able to because the weather is so screwed up because of what they're doing to the. That's a really good way to answer that. I mean, it has been a good show.
It has been a good show, though.
Aluminum, barium, and strontium, and God knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Lithium.
Yeah, well, for decades.
It has been a good show, though. So,
well, thanks, everybody, for saying it was a good show. And I should be off by now. And I'm going to get my song back up. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody and in the chat and to Annie and to Moon and to Steven, my producer. So we'll see you next week. And please be safe, everyone. And here comes my bass riff. I love that bass line that starts the song.